Many find this gospel difficult. Do you? It is indeed, I think, very challenging. Our Lord does not even respond to this woman who cries out for her daughter who is oppressed by a demon. But then we realize that Jesus is calling forth a deeper faith on this woman who is a pagan and therefore a worshiper of Canaanite gods. And this woman perseveres in her petition, acknowledging Jesus as Lord, and she therefore comes to the faith. St. Augustine, one of the fathers of the church, used to have a great admiration for this woman because it reminded him of his mother, who prayed for him, who was wayward and doing all kinds of crazy things. And she persevered in prayer until finally the Lord responded to her prayers. And indeed, St. Monica became a great saint. Often it seems to us as well that Jesus is not answering our prayers, and He's calling us forth to embrace the cross as He did, the cross of living in a world with great troubles. But if we persevere in faith, we will discover that God is taking us to another dimension. If Jesus had answered her prayer on the first instance, that girl would have been healed, yes. But eventually both would have died, the girl and the mother, and that would have been the end of the story. We would never have known about them. But as it is, through this travail, God puts her forth to us as a model for all Christendom until the end of time, as a woman of faith, a pagan who embraced Jesus Christ. And that's where we come from. We are from the stock of the Gentiles. So she is like our mother in the faith, in a way, a precursor of the Gentiles. But there is also here a very important lesson for the disciples. For the disciple, as Jews, believed that the pagans were dogs. And that's the common way that the Jews would refer to non-believers, dogs. Jesus is aware of this and wants to teach them the great lesson that those who they call dogs actually are capable of great faith. So Jesus allowed this conversation to go on, and through the very lips of the woman, she evokes this great profession of faith. And Jesus finally rejoices that she did come forth, that she overcame the difficulties, and He cries out in a sense of victory by saying, "O woman, great is your faith." And at that moment, the disciples must have been stunned, amazed. She is indeed not a dog, but she's a woman of faith. This is unheard of, unbelievable to the Jews. And Jesus is also teaching us in this a lesson. The Jews, or Catholics, the people in the church, can become staid and comfortable and miss out. And those who are outside of the faith, if they seek, if they struggle, they will find the way. It's the same example with the centurion who was a pagan, and also with the Samaritans who were heretics, and yet Jesus uses them as examples of men and women who struggle to seek the way. But there's also another lesson. We cannot say all ways are the same. It doesn't matter what religion you belong to, because we see in all those examples that Jesus gives us, whether they're men or women, that they are seeking the truth beyond their boundaries. And ultimately discovering that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus came for all. No matter where you're at, no matter what your religion is. But as you come to the light, you leave what you were behind to enter into the fullness in Christ. Woman, great is your faith. What a great pronouncement. What a great blessing upon this woman. Not only was her daughter healed, but she found eternal life.